We're in the middle of Shar HaSheker in Orchos Tzadikim. We're up to, what are we doing? We're discussing how Sheker is divided into nine sections, and we're up to number six. Hashishi. Hamavtiach has chaver l'heitiv lo. He promises his friend that he will do something good for him. To the point where his friend was relying on him. He should not negate his word. And if he does, that's much worse than the person who says, oh, I'm going to give you something, but you're not relying on it and you're not depending on it. Someone relies on it and depends on it, it's much worse. In the first case, which we had yesterday, he wasn't relying on it, so it's not as big of a deal. If he tells him he's going to give him a small matan, even though he doesn't use a word of havtacha, someone who reneges on his word, he's lacking in amonus and he's not trustworthy. Especially if it's a small matana, he assumes he's going to get it. Someone says, oh, you know, I'm going to give you, I like you, I'm going to give you $100,000. Yeah, right, Taylor. So you don't rely on it, but you say, you know, I'm in a good mood and I had a good week of business, I'm going to give you $100. So then you rely on the $100 because you assume it's a small gift and I'm able to give it. And if a person's in ani, and if he's a poor person and you promise him a big gift and you go back, it's a big wickedness. Because it's not just I'm giving your friend a present. It sounds like it has a gather of tzedakah. And when you go back on it, you're violating your word. Someone who very proudly announces how he's going to give someone a matana, or you have this in shuls where they do, they make an appeal, a public appeal. I'm going to give $10,000, and he's very gets out of cover. Ooh, ah, oops, and then he reneges on his deal. So that's very bad. He got the cover. He said he was going to do something, and now he's reneging on his deal. Now my case might be even worse because this just says matana la adam. Doesn't say he's a poor person. It's an appeal where your mamish is a neder to tzedakah. That's obviously much worse than stam. You know, tell your buddy you're gonna give him a gift. Hashvi hamata chaver lomar ki asay mo tova o diber lav tova v'lo asay. He tells him he gave him a gift, or you know, I put in a good word for you by your boss and things like that, and he didn't really do it. Alzem ruchaza also lignav das abrias. That's gnevas das. Rafil daito shogoy. Gnevas das is also even by a guy. V'yesh b'zachet ki anu chayav nedar b'divrei emes ki hu miyisoidei hanefesh. We have to speak truth. That is the foundation of the soul. Hashmini mishtabeach b'malos she'ena nimtzaos bo. He is praised with praises that he doesn't have. Mezel chet gado. That's a big chet. V'afilum haya emes, even if it would be true, ki kishem es halal, nir medvar shalosa tzikosim v'divoso shem shamayim elishim atzim v'lisahila. I mean, he's praising himself with milas that he doesn't have. Now, even if he does have those milas, so it's not good because, I did this and I did that and I did the other thing, so it doesn't look like you did it l'shem shamayim. It looks like you did it to for your own personal benefit, to get your own covet. But certainly, if he didn't even do those things and he says he did them to get covet, it's much worse. If he gets covet for knowing two mesechtos, but he knows that he really only knows one, he must say, I only know one. I don't know two mesechtos, I know one. Not to do the other way, to draw upon yourself covet for something that you don't deserve. Hachi, I'm a saber b'sibur dvarim sheshama. He's saying over things that he heard. Umachle b'dvarim al odos chefto. He's changing. We had this already, but I guess it's going to be different. And he's changing the facts a little bit. They have to shoot. No one's harmed by this. In hefsid the shun adam mezeh. Ach yesh ma'at hanah b'shikro. He has a little bit of benefit from lying. Even though he's not getting any money from it. Kegon rav she'amar the ishto tasili tufri. V'asta lo chimtzi. Okay, famous story. Rav had a wife who was not the one you sing Eishes Chayil to Friday night. If he would ask for lentils, he would get hummus. If he would ask for hummus, he'd get lentils. She always gave him the opposite of what he wanted. So the son felt bad for his father. So the father told the son, ask your mother for lentils. And the mother brought in lentils. And Rav said to his son, well, your mother is getting better. She finally listened to me. He said, no, Dad, I switched with him. I said the opposite. Okay. So the son was acting totally the same Shemayim. Nebuch, the father, wanted lentils. He told the mother the opposite so that she would make him lentils. And still, the father protested and said not to do that. V'zeh ben also covered. I skipped the story. I told you in English. V'zeh ben also covered. Av kadesh yilam mezuman ha'maychal shechavet, so he can get the food he wanted. V'yaf al pichay micha b'yardo shalol asos od mishum limdu l'shonam daber sheker. And the father Rav still rebuked his son Chia and told him that he did not act properly because a person has to speak honestly. Ach ein onish b'zeh sheker ka onish hamishakrim alo daber. But this kind of sheker is not going to have the same onesh, obviously, as the other types of sheker we discussed. Kashe hiskarnu b'chelik revi. Ad kan tisha chelke sheker. These are the 9 levels of sheker. Should we stop here? Or should we try to finish the parak? 6.5 minutes.
Go for it.
If someone asks you something, don't say you don't have a hammer. Can I borrow your hammer? I don't have a hammer. Just say, hammer? You want a hammer? I lost my screwdriver. You should distract him, but you shouldn't say a flat out lie. The Yesh Psak B'Sefer Chasidim Afilu Yavo Goy LeBeis Yehudi V'Vakish Havos L'Mos wants to lend him money. The Yesh Yehudi Mos V'Ein Dai to the Havos L'Zeh Goy. The Jew has money and he has no intentions of lending money to the Goy. Lo Yomar Lo Ainli. Don't say I don't have if you do have. Ach Yitcha So Ech Shuicha Blishkar. Try to push him off in a way without lying. V'Yachol Yo Shemayu Odeh Goy Shemayu L'Mos V'Yachol Yishamit Menu Below Sino. Now, it could be if the guy knows he has money and the guy knows the Jew doesn't want to lend him money, he's gonna hate him. So then it could be there, it's better for Darkei Shalom that he should lie and say Ainli. I have the money, but I need it for something else. Or the guy, I don't have money to lend you.
Just by goy.
What do you say?
Just by goy.
No, well, he's saying he, right. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think he's saying even to a guy, a person shouldn't lie. He should say the truth. But if telling the truth is going to lead to Ava, so then he would have permission to bend the truth in such a case. In being that you chosible sin yasim, and if you can push him off without causing hatred, he should do so. The God the own shushal chakran, great is the punishment of the chakran of Fishu Omer MS Imaminilo. It's the boy who cried wolf. Even when he says the truth, no one listens to him. Visheke ain lo raglayim, the letters Shin, Kuf, and Resh, the way they're in the Sefer Torah, they don't have a flat bottom. They're weeble wobbles. And they do fall down. V'lo yigam adam shacher mishakr b'shvilo. Don't have other people lie for you. Keitzik shilam matzah sheshnayim adabim yachad dvar seizah shemineyem. 2 people speaking secretly amongst themselves. Lo yeil cheitzah echa vivakim yishigalu. And you don't go to one and say, what do you say? Shema in rotzah gazam. He doesn't want to tell you. When we talk like yisakzah with dharma cher, nimshar shemishakr. And he might come, you forcing him basically to lie. V'kach yadakti b'chol ha'nyanim shalosh. Shlo yishak im ma'asav ha'matan shalom. In business he should not lie. V'lo yigrum shechem yishakru. Don't cause others to lie. V'izah shlo yishar b'le shakrun. Don't connect yourself with a shakrun. V'imayit devar v'imos. Stay away from him. Speak very little to a shakrun. V'tzricha chochma gedoy lili natzman a sheker. Sometimes it needs a lot of chochma to save oneself from sheker. Ki yitzahara lo'olam u'oriv lo'olam la'pila b'rishto. Because yitzahara is always trying to catch a guy in his web. Sometimes the Chachamim allowed a person to be Meshaker. To make Shalom. If the Kal is very ugly, you tell the Chassan that she's pretty to make the Chassan feel good. I don't know why you have to discuss that exactly with the Chassan. It's none of your business, but that's what they used to do. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. And he should praise the Kala even if he does not agree with the praises that he's saying. That's after they get married. Not, whatever. Okay. Uvushpiza, iba, bahabayez, heitivlo, if someone was very nice to you and took care of you. I am of the rabbi, don't announce in public kamato plonish in this arachti beveso. It's a plony excels in achnasas orchim. Kama cover girl, he did so much cover for me. Why? Because then all the homeless on the block are going to be at the guy's door, and it's not right. If you praise your friend with a kol gadol, it ends up being a curse. These are the things that he's allowed to lie about. Even if he might know Shas Baal Peh, he knows the Masechta by heart, he's allowed to lie and say he doesn't. If he didn't come to shul on time because he was with his wife, he should give a different reason. It's always better not to lie than to lie. Do you know Ksuvis? You think I know Ksuvis? Without saying flat out, I don't know Ksuvis, if he really knows Ksuvis. How many people can say they really know Ksuvis? And if he can push the guy off without saying an outright lie, that's better.